Greetings to each one today. This is Levi Stalsa sharing with you. I would like to share just a brief thought there on 2 Corinthians, verse 9 and 10. It says, "And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong." And it's interesting, when we look at the very end there in verse 10, it says, "For when I am weak, then I am strong." It's kind of a backwards thought there, that when we are weak, we are strong, but it means when we are weak in ourselves, in our own flesh, then we are strong in Christ. And then back to verse 9, it says, "My grace is sufficient for thee, my strength is made perfect in weakness." And I'd like to just, this morning, just briefly, just praise the Lord for His grace upon our life. And not just His grace, but the faith that that we can have in Him. Just the other day, as I was walking out through the one of the pastures, I was looking for one of the cows that wasn't doing so well, and I just asked the Lord that I would have faith in Him, that He would help me to have faith in Him. And that faith would grow in the Lord. And I had to think when I said that prayer that, you know, I have to realize, just because I want faith in the Lord, that doesn't mean that everything is going to go easy. No, but rather that when it doesn't go easy, that we know that the Lord will still come through. And I can testify on that. We were traveling. It was July the 4th, and we started around 3 o'clock in the morning. We had about a 12-hour drive, and about 3 hours into the drive, the vehicle started acting up, and the further we got along, the more I realized that it's just not... it's not going to make it. And I didn't know what to do, because here it was 4th of July. The garages are closed. And we were out. We were between Charlotte, North Carolina, and coming up through Virginia, up through 77 and into 81. So the next big town was Roanoke, which is up quite a ways. There's quite a few hours drive in between there, where there's just not much there. And me and my wife, we kept making calls, trying to connect with different mechanics and finally different towing companies. And it was by the grace of God that the vehicle kept going till we got into the Roanoke area, and we have friends that live in West Virginia, just about half 2 hours from there. So was it the way I wanted it to work out? No, it wasn't. We got home about 5-6 hours later than we expected. We were exhausted. We hadn't had packed much food to eat, so the children were hungry, and we needed restrooms, and it was just, it was a trying time. But the beauty of it is then to see God's hand in the whole thing. The vehicle worked just long enough that we were able to get up in the closer to the Roanoke area, and our friends from West Virginia were able to bring two vehicles and let one there with us and one that they could drive back to their home with, and we had to let our vehicle sit. But it just, it goes to show that my grace, which the Lord was saying that, that is written in red, my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. You know, if the vehicle would have just, I really would have preferred that the vehicle would have kept working, we could have came home, but God's grace was clearly upon us. And it helped my faith to rise up and say, you know, Lord, we're not promised an easy road. We're not promised just a beautiful bed of flowers. In fact, we're promised the opposite. It says that if we are in Christ Jesus, we will suffer persecutions. And where Paul writes here, therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. So I just encourage you in that today. If you're facing a trial, remember, when we are weak in our flesh, then and in Christ, then we are strong.